Anderson Ford. Arizona is Sanderson Ford country. And I, almost single-handedly, will turn all of America into Sanderson Ford country. Carol, our sweet baby girl, had her last day at the office yesterday. We had her firing party last night. She and her husband are going to take their brand new, beautiful Ford Ranger and be moving to the East Coast. That little Sanderson Ford is going to make its way, towing that little U-Haul trailer. They don't have a lot. They're newlyweds. And then we, Jennifer and I, will follow them by about a week or so, taking Carol's Escape, Ford Escape, that also came from Sanderson Ford that we bought her when she went away to college. And it's amazing to me when I travel Arizona how many Sanderson Ford license plate frames I see. They're everywhere. Folks, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, you've got to take a look at Ford. If you're taking a look at Ford, you've got to go to the most award-winning Ford dealership in America. It's right here in Arizona. It's Sanderson Ford, celebrating 64 years, living on 64 acres of beautiful Ford vehicles. Get over there Monday through Saturday and take a look. If you ever buy a car at Sanderson Ford, you will never, ever cross the curb to enter another dealership ever again. It's the first time I crossed that threshold at Sanderson Ford was over 33 years ago. And I can't tell you the number of vehicles we've purchased in all those years for us personally, for our family, and for our companies. Every single one has come from Sanderson Ford. They treat you like a family member. Get over there and find out for yourself. You buy one from them, then you can call me and you can thank me, and you will.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. I can't wait to hear what's going on the phones, because we've got area codes of callers from Kansas City, San Francisco, and LA on the lines. So no telling what's going on behind there, or just a sign of, you know, what we all know is people are moving to Arizona. And at this segment, on the third segment of the 10 o'clock hour, we have our weekly to-do, and this is something that you can do if you've got and track digitally if you've got the Rosie on the House Homezada app. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app, and it is a what they call a SaaS, a software as a service, for the maintenance portion, the budgeting portion, and the project tracking portion. There's a $5 a month fee you just pay once for the year, $60. Use promo code Rosie, and it'll save you 25%, so it's like $42 for the year. And you can track and assign these tasks to yourself, to family members, if you're working with a contractor, like Desert Sun Pools, and we're talking monsoon prep. We have a lot of pools that are not looking so good right now.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, the last couple days have been a lot of work. So what you really need to do right now is get out there and clean your pumps out. Make sure that you help out your pool guy. He may have came Tuesday and we had a monsoon Wednesday, Thursday, today. So, yeah, we need to help those guys out a little bit.
So how do you clean your filter?
Well, the filters aren't as big of a deal. If you have a sand filter, you're just backwashing it. If you have a cartridge filter, you're taking it apart and spraying it down and cleaning it and things like that. But the most important thing is water flow. You need to be able to move water this time of year. When your pump traps get plugged up, you're not moving any water. You got too much debris in there, so you just need to clean the debris out. It's a simple process. Turn the system off, take the pump lid off, pull the trap out, clean it, rinse it out with your garden hose, put it back in, start your pump back up.
Let's say I've never done this before. The pool guy's always done it, but you know the pool guy's cleaning service isn't going to be able to make it back out right for months, and I walk out there. I don't know if I'm looking at a sand filter or a cartridge filter. Does it say on it? Is it obvious?
No, not real obvious. Usually Arizona weather stickers don't last long. So, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. But it'd be a good idea to get familiar with your system, have your pool guy walk you through it. It's not hard to clean your pump trap, and that's the main thing right now. The pump is the little short thing that's next to the tall filter, and there's a typically clear lid on top of that pump, and you can see in it and see if it's full of debris. If you haven't cleaned it out for 3 or 4 days, it's full of debris.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, you know, like I said, your pool guy's not going to be here. So if it's full of debris, you slowed down your water flow. By slowing your water flow, you're not filtering enough water per day to keep your pool up. So that's real important to keep a water flow up.
Now, Craig, owner of Desert Sun Pools, Rosie certified pool contractor, what do you do in the design of your new pools to keep them low maintenance? Are there design protocols, tricks, and strategies that you can share with us?
Oh, definitely.
What do you do? Is it
technology is the main thing, and we have in-floor cleaning systems now that have heavy debris removal systems. So a leaf the size of my hand can get sucked through the drain now. You know, we can move debris out of your swimming pool very efficiently now. And then we deposit that debris in a leaf canister before the pump. So the pump trap doesn't get plugged up. The pump trap's not plugged up. It's still efficient. It's still moving water. So we can get by not cleaning our pump traps out every time we have a monsoon. So it's very beneficial. We have lines that go directly to the drain, directly to the skimmer, directly to dedicated vacuum lines. So we're always able to move a lot of water. And that's our number one thing. That's the number one thing we want to do is move water.
When you're designing a pool and, you know, an average size pool in an average neighborhood is going to be, what, 10 to 15,000 gallons?
Yeah.
How often do you want that every gallon moved through the filter?
I'd like to see it done 3 times a day.
Okay.
So if you have a 15,000-gallon pool, you're moving 50 gallons a minute. 50 gallons a minute is 3,000 gallons an hour. So just do the math. Run your system enough to put it through that filter 3 times a day.
Now, moving water is expensive. The number one power user in Arizona is Central Arizona Project Canal. But that's because they have to move it vertically to let the flow of gravity bring it through the state. Mm-hmm. With today's pool pumps, you guys are using super efficient pumps.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not, you know, you're not going to be sitting there running this, watching the meter on the side of your house go.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, the new Pentair IntelliFlow pump, well, it's not new, it's been out for 20 years, but when we designed a swimming pool, I like doing in-floor cleaning systems because they're so efficient. They clean the steps, the benches, and everything. So we have to run it at a high speed. So we're probably using on high speed 2,800 watts of power, 2.8 kilowatts, which is a lot.
Okay.
But we're only doing that for 3 or 4 hours a day, so we can do that in the middle of the night. And then the rest of the time, we can slow the pump down to move 40 gallons a minute. If you move 30, 40 gallons a minute, we can do that at such a low speed. We're probably only using 350 to 400 watts of power. That's light bulbs in your kitchen.
That's right.
So we can be super efficient. So we need to keep the pool clean. So it needs to be designed to stay clean on that cleaning cycle. I like to clean a pool in 4 hours. And after that, I like to run the pump as much as I possibly can just to keep it sanitary. And we're using ultraviolet light with ozone now, and it's a chlorine replacement. It doesn't completely replace chlorine because you have a body of water out in your backyard that has to have a safety
birds,
factor.
Birds
to it.
Flying over it.
Yeah.
Dogs swimming in it.
So you have
kids
to have
jumping in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all those things.
Yeah. But yeah, we can actually reduce chlorine consumption, and by running the pump more hours per day, the less chlorine you're going to use. So just by running it through that ultraviolet light more hours per day, the ultraviolet light's killing everything. The ozone system is oxidizing everything that the ultraviolet light's killed, so we're going to use less chlorine. But we still have to have the residual chlorine in the body of water to make it safe.
So I have a question. When you're talking about killing everything, bacteria, you know, pollutant and stuff like that, what does it mean if you've got animals living in your pool? Your chlorine balance is way off because they would naturally not go into that water.
the animals such as dogs and stuff and like that.
The desert frogs.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
Hey.
Our hole, our area, the ground moves at night.
Right? I live out in a county island also. I just took a mouse out of my pool this morning. You know, and I tell every homeowner, I build the best mouse trap in Arizona. There's mice in your pool skimmer a lot if you live out in the desert. And that will deplete your chlorine very, very fast. If you leave that mouse in there for a few days, he's three times the size he was when he went in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an issue. So you
check to, daily.
Check the, you know, if daily. If you do have an issue with rodents, yeah, check daily.
What are you seeing homeowners want in their new pool designs? I know what I want. I've got my next pool perfectly designed. It's going to be a very large Baja platform, which is what, like 10 to 12 inches deep of
anywhere
water?
From 7 to 15 inches, depending on the customer.
So it's going to be a huge Baja deck that drops off into a regular volleyball play pool. Mm-hmm. And I'd like that Baja deck to be a sand entry, beach entry. Can I do that?
You can do that. Yeah. You're just inviting more. A sand beach entry,
yeah.
It's easy for birds to drink out of. You're making a bird bath. You know, so if you do have a cantilevered edge, at least you're discouraging some of that. So you can still have a step in, a shallow step in, and still have your Baja. But people have changed their minds on when I first started this business in the late 80s, early 90s, where diving pools.
Yes, yes.
Slides, you know, things like that. Now.
And you've lived through the salt water thing that was so popular for so long.
Yep. Not a fan. But,
okay, all right.
But now people are. The pools is more of a outdoor entertainment. You know, they're building barbecues, pergolas, fire pits, and living Arizona lifestyle, and the pools become part of that. So we're building pools with a lot of benches, tables inside pools so you can sit around and have a cocktail. The Baja benches so they can put ledge loungers in there and hang out.
And you can actually put umbrella anchors sleeves. In there, right?
Yep, yeah. So it's
I don't do a beach entry, can I do a... can I do like a water park entry
with
the little
splash
spray?
Pads.
Yeah, a little splash pad.
You bet.
That's my the next pool is designed for my grandkids.
Yeah,
but my pool, I'm sorry, Greg, it would be decomposed granite.
I understand.
100%. When all my kids moved out, I thought the first thing I was going to do was fill in my pool, and Jennifer won't let me. She's my pool girl. And now the grandkids just won't even think of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a good spot for grandkids.
That's the biggest magnet I got at my house to get them over for Sunday afternoon barbecue.
Yeah.
Let's go swimming and slip and slide.
Yeah.
That's your Rosie on the House weekly to-do. You can find that and follow along with the maintenance in the app. That keyword for this week is monsoon pool care.